Today's gospel comes from Mark. Mark was the first of the four gospels written, and it was written around 70 AD. That was a difficult time for the Jewish nation. They had revolted against the Roman authorities, who responded with a severe persecution of the Jewish people, including the destruction of their temple in Jerusalem. That temple was the centerpiece of Jewish life, not only spiritually, but socially as well. It was their meeting place for everything, and its destruction significantly changed the Jewish way of life, turned it upside down. Mark's gospel reassures the people of the reality of Jesus and his impact. And Mark's gospel begins with the words, "The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God." It's the only gospel that mentions the word gospel, a word which means good news. So Mark's gospel, a portion of which we read today, begins with a description that it is the good news of Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God. In last Sunday's gospel, we heard Jesus proclaim, "This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." That's Jesus' message, then and today. Time is now, the kingdom is here. Change and believe in that good news. This is where we pick up today's gospel. And Jesus is beginning his public ministry. We hear that the people were astonished and amazed at his teaching, that he taught with authority, and that his fame was spreading. The gospels have been described as a series of encounters with Jesus. And Jesus has one of those encounters in today's gospel, a man who is under the control of an unclean spirit. Jesus shows rather dramatically that in addition to being an impressive teacher, he also has the power to cast out unclean spirits. And the people were amazed. I expect we would have been amazed as well if we'd been there. Jesus has authority over our unclean spirits as well, whatever they may be. Grudges still held, injuries not yet forgiven, unresolved guilt, or others. Unclean spirits that get in the way of our living as Jesus taught. Jesus has encounters with us as well, frequently. In our good times, our difficulties, and also in our opportunities to interact with others. We may not immediately recognize them, but those encounters with Jesus are there. With his teaching and healing, it's not surprising that Jesus' fame, that knowledge of Jesus, was spreading. Spread by people talking, and by how they lived their lives as Jesus taught. We're the ones who now help to spread that knowledge about Jesus today, wherever we are, whoever we are. Spreading it by how we live our lives, consistent with the gospel message, that good news that Jesus teaches. We do have that responsibility through our baptism. In the rite of baptism, the ears and mouth of the person just baptized are blessed with the words, "May the Lord Jesus touch your ears to receive his word and your mouth to proclaim his faith." Others will notice if we hear the word of God and proclaim it. And we teach that to our children, our grandchildren, and anyone else we might encounter by doing that. That's doing our part of spreading Jesus' fame. It is what we're called to do through our baptism. We've heard Jesus' teaching and seen his healing. Through the Gospels we hear at Mass, and through reading, studying, and reflection that we may do on our own, do we know who Jesus is and what he can mean to us? Today's Gospel gives us an opportunity to ask ourselves if we're astonished and amazed, as the people in today's Gospel were. We certainly have reason to be. Mark's Gospel was written during some very difficult times for the Jewish people, and they were reminded of the good news of Jesus Christ. All of us experience difficult times as well. And in the troubling times we encounter that may turn our world upside down, we have that opportunity to connect or reconnect with the reality of Jesus and what he means for us. That good news. We can be reminded, for example, that just before Jesus left the upper room to go to the Garden of Gethsemane, he told the disciples, "In the world you will have trouble, but take courage, I have conquered the world." That's what Jesus said. He's in charge, even over those unclean spirits that may at times seem to control us. He's conquered the world not by domination and force, but with love, mercy, forgiveness, peace, with those encounters. He's in charge with authority. That's good news. The Gospels, which we can access every day, are full of good news items if we're willing to listen to them and believe in them. Remember at the Transfiguration, that voice from heaven said about Jesus, "Listen to him. Listen to him." And when Jesus is later asked by his disciples, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" he responds, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent, that we believe in the one he sent." In the rite of ordination for a deacon, the book of the Gospels is presented to the newly ordained deacon with the instruction, "Receive the gospel of Christ, whose herald you now are. Believe what you read. Teach what you believe. Practice what you teach." It's an instruction that all of the baptized can strive to follow regarding the Gospels, regarding that good news. Receive it, believe it, teach it, practice it. At the end of Mass, we'll be dismissed with the words, "Go and announce the gospel of the Lord. Go and proclaim that good news." In that gospel from 2 weeks ago, we heard Jesus invite two of John's disciples to come and see. We're sent out to go and show what we came and saw. As we leave here today, may we do that. Spread our good news by our actions, by how we treat others, and by how we respond to those encounters that we will certainly be gifted with each and every day.